الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome in our program Summary of Tafsir al-Quran. In today's silsila, we will discuss second para of the Holy Quran. The first ayah is about the recognition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam by the people of Book. Allah Azza wa Jal told those people to whom we have given Book, they recognize the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and they recognize the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as they recognize their own sons. Allah Azza wa Jal stated, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Those to whom we gave the scripture recognize him, means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as they recognize their sons. As they recognize their sons, they recognize the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is it possible and how did they recognize the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because Allah Azza wa Jal described in their book and revealed in their books the character, the attributes, the qualities and the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everything of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been described in their books in detail. So when those people who were aware of their books and who had the knowledge of their books, when they saw beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately they recognized the people of book. When they saw first time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they recognized this is the Prophet about whom Allah Azza wa Jal has describe many qualities in our books. That's why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when first time he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, so as soon as Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, so as soon as he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam and he said, this is not the face of any liar. This is the faith of a true person, the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the evil deed of those people of book as well, who concealed truth and who didn't disclose the attribute of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of their own people so that they can get some their worldly benefits. So Allah Azza wa Jal told about them as well, wa inna fariqan minhum لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ But verily, a party of them conceal the truth, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ and they know. Mean they conceal the truth. What was that truth? The truth of the advent of last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then after that, as in previous ayat and the next ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal has described the matter of Qibla. Because it was changed from Baitul Maqdis to Khana-e-Kaaba. So now Allah Azza wa Jal mentions again, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ For every nation, there is a direction to which they face in their prayers. Means for every nation, Allah Azza wa Jal determined their Qibla. So in the same way, Allah Azza wa Jal specified a place as Qibla for believers, for Muslims as well. And that place is Holy Kaaba. So that is the Sunnah of Almighty Allah to determine a particular place as Qibla. So there was a particular place for Jews. There was a particular place for Christians. So similarly, there is a particular place for Qibla for Muslims as well. And that is Holy Kaaba. So now Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, hasten towards virtues. Whatever virtue is in your religion, hasten towards that. Means try to exceed others in worship of Allah, in doing good deeds, in virtuous deeds, in piety. Instead of discussion only about some matters, try to excel each other in worships and in good deeds, as it was the habit and it was the life of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. If someone spent his wealth in the path of Allah, so others spent more than him. Others spent more than him. As in one, at one time in the campaign of Tabuk, before the campaign of Tabuk, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent half of his property in the path of Allah. So then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent his whole wealth and whole property in the path of Allah. So that was their competition with each other. So they competed with each other in virtues, in piety, in worships of Allah, in worshipping, in spending in the path of Allah. That was their competition. So we should think about our competitions as well. We are in competition with others only in worldly wealth, in collecting worldly wealth, not in good deeds. So we should focus upon the meaning of this ayah and focus upon the commandment of Almighty Allah in this ayah, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, hasten towards virtues. Then again Allah Azza wa Jal commanded believers and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that wherever you are, whether you are on a journey or you are in your homes, wherever you are, you should turn your faces towards Masjid-e-Haram, towards Khana-e-Kaaba. Now Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned some other wisdoms of changing Qibla, and one of them was that Allah Azza wa Jal told the people of book, Bani Israel, in their books, the last prophet will offer prayer towards two Qibla. So now if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam offered prayer only towards one Qibla, it would be against the quality of the last prophet. Because in their books, it has been mentioned, the last prophet would come and he would offer prayer towards two Qibla. So now when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his faces first towards Bayt al-Maqdis, then towards Kaaba, it shows that this is the final prophet which had been mentioned in their books. Because this was one of the signs of last prophet. He is Imamul Qiblatain. He is Imam of two Qibla. He is leader in prayer of two Qibla. Then, because when Muslims turn their faces toward Kaaba, so now it was obvious and it was evident, the people of both Jews and Christians, they raised questions, they objected on this action of Muslims, that what kind of Muslims you are and what kind of religion you have. Sometimes you offer prayer toward this Qibla, sometimes you offer prayer toward that Qibla. So what is your religion? That is not a determined religion, that is not a fixed religion. Sometimes means you are, as you are changing your Qibla, so the other time you would change your religion as well. So because there were many questions, so Allah Azza wa Jal told and commanded Muslims that be not afraid of them. Be not afraid of these people. I mean, what do they say? What do they object? What questions would they raise? No. Never be afraid of these people and have fear of Almighty Allah only. So Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. Fear them not, but fear me alone. Fear them not, but fear me alone. Because whatever you do, they would raise questions. They will definitely raise questions. Because they haven't accepted your religion. And they didn't accept your message and your book and your prophet. So whatever you do, they will never accept you. So that's why if you have their fear, so there wouldn't be any benefit. And there wouldn't be any benefit of that. So that's why be not afraid of them. Have fear of Almighty Allah alone in your heart. وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَةِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And this changing of Qibla is a favor of Allah, which Allah Azza wa Jal has completed for you. Allah Azza wa Jal has completed this favor upon you, and this is a favor of Allah to turn your Qibla, to change your Qibla. Then in next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal told the purpose of the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has appeared, and what are his qualities, which qualities Allah Azza wa Jal has granted him. So as we have learned in some ayah before, in the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated in the court of Allah after the construction of Kaaba, so that time he prayed in the court of Allah, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam invoked in the court of Allah regarding the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with some qualities. O Allah, send among them a prophet who has these qualities. So here Allah Azza wa Jal told about the acceptance and the answer of the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah Azza wa Jal sent a prophet among you and he has these qualities. What are those qualities? Rasulam minkum, he is from among you. Yatlu alaykum ayatina, and he recites our verses in front of you. Wa yuzakkikum, and he purifies you. Wa yuallimukumul kitab, and he teaches you the book of Allah. Wal hikmah, and he teaches you wisdom. Wa yuallimukum ma lam takunu ta'lamun, and he teaches you what you didn't know, what you haven't known. So these are the qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these are the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which have been mentioned here. Means the recitation of the Holy Quran is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then teaching the book of Allah to other people is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then teaching wisdom, hikmat, sunnah, ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the sunnah of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then purifying the people means to admonish them and to tell them about their spiritual diseases, to try to purify them. That is also the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded to remember Almighty Allah, and then mentioned his reward on that, and then commanded to pay gratitude to him and not be ungrateful to him. So he commanded, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Therefore, remember me, I will remember you. And be grateful to me and never be ungrateful to me. Three commandments. The first commandment is about remembrance of Almighty Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, فَذْكُرُونِي, remember me, I will remember you. We will remember Almighty Allah in our heart or in front of our fellow human beings. Almighty Allah will remember us in front of angels who are the creation of light. We will remember Almighty Allah with our own weakness, but Allah Azza wa Jal will remember us with his reward. Mean he will give us reward. Then there are many other excellences of remembrance of Almighty Allah, and that is the main purpose of religion. Remembrance of Almighty Allah. The real essence and the spirit of all the worships is remembrance of Allah. As prayer, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, أَقِمِسْ صَلَاتَ لِذِكْرِي, establish prayer for my remembrance. Then paying zakah, then performing hajj, then recitation of the Quran, then mentioning the name of Allah and recitation of some tasbihat, all these kinds of zikrullah. Then even teaching the Islamic knowledge to others and learning Islamic knowledge is also the kind of zikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Then washkuruni, and pay gratitude to me, be grateful to me. Why? Because all blessings and all favors are from Almighty Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us a lot of favors, uncountable favors, uncountable favors. We can't count. We can't count the favors of Almighty Allah. Whatever is, whatever blessing is with us, from top to bottom, from our head to toe, that is from Almighty Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا بِكُم مِن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing you have, that is from Almighty Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you try to count the blessings of Allah, you can't do that. You can't do that. So the blessings of Allah are countless. Countless. We can't count them. So وَشْكُرُوا لِي, Almighty Allah commanded, وَشْكُرُوا لِي, pay gratitude to me. Be grateful to me. And never be ungrateful to me. Never be ungrateful to me. What is the meaning of paying gratitude? So basically, the meaning of gratitude is giving respect to our benefactor. Giving respect to benefactor. As Allah Azza wa Jal favored us, He has granted favors to us. So now paying respect to Almighty Allah. And so paying that respect sometime is done by our tongue, sometime is done by our heart, and sometime is done by our limbs. We use the blessings of Almighty Allah in submission of Allah. In the submission of Allah. That is also shukr. Then paying gratitude with our tongue as Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is for Allah. That is also one kind of gratitude. And then having feelings of gratitude in our heart regarding the favors of Allah, that is also one kind of paying gratitude. Then in third ruku, the main topic is patience. Then Allah Azza wa Jal gave some examples of patience as well. The first ayah is very famous. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. O you who believe, seek help in patience and the prayer. Truly, Allah is with those who show patience. So first is commandment, seek help of Almighty Allah in offering prayer and in patience. If any problems befalls upon you, so seek help of Allah through patience and prayer. And then the reward of that patience, Almighty Allah is with those who show patience. Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen. The ma'iyat of Allah is attained through patience. Then the highest example of patience Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions. What is that? Being killed in the path of Allah. Being martyred in the path of Allah. That is the highest example. And that's the most excellent example of showing patience. So Allah Azza wa Jalla told about that. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And say not of those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. Nay, they are living, they are alive, but you perceive it not. Those people who are killed in the path of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, for getting the pleasure of Allah, so never say of them that they are dead. Though in front of us, their souls have departed their bodies. And in front of us, they have been killed. But even then, we are not allowed to declare them, say them as they are dead. They are alive, but we don't know. We perceive it not. Which kind of life do they have? But they have life because Allah Azza wa Jalla has told them and Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them that life. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla told us, we people would be trialed and tested through many kinds of problems and troubles in our life. And in any kind of, and whatever problem and trouble we face and we cope with in our life, we have to show patience and we have to remain patient in those. Because that is trial from Almighty Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal tests us through that. Whether we show patience or we are not that kind of people. So Allah Azza wa Jal told us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And certainly, we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to those who show patience. So Allah Azza wa Jal has told us beforehand, He will test us. He will definitely test us. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will definitely test you بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, with some of fear, وَالْجُوْ and hunger, وَالنَّقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ and some loss of wealth and property, وَالْأَنفُسِ and life, وَالثَّمَرَةِ and fruits. And it happens in our life. Sometimes we lose some of our wealth, sometimes our food, sometimes our property, sometimes we get sick, sometimes we come in some other kinds of troubles. But all these kinds are trials from Almighty Allah. These are the kinds of tests. Allah Azza wa Jal tests us through that. But now there are two kinds of people. Some people who show patience, who remain patient, and though they don't say any evil word. They don't say any evil word in such situations. So they are the patient people. They are sobbing. And for these people, there are many glad tidings. As particularly in these in next two ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has given those glad tidings. The first, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to الصَّابِرِينَ. But what are those sabirin? Allah Azza wa Jal defined them. What are as-sabirin? What are those people who show patience? Alladhina idha asabatuhum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Who, when they afflicted with calamity, say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. Those people, as that is our own routine as well, if any problem happens to us, so alhamdulillah, those people who have religious mind and who have religious learning and knowledge, so they say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we belong to Allah, means we are the property of Allah, we belong to Allah, and towards Allah we have to return. They say only these words. So these people who are as-sabirun, who are patient, they don't say any word of impatience. They don't blame, they don't shout, they don't cry with impatience. They say only these words, are the other words like these, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If have I been afflicted with some problems and calamity, no problem, because all these things are from Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah is testing me, and I will be successful in that test, inshallah. So these are the words of those people. So now those people who remain patient, who show patience, who are sabirin, so what is their reward? Now Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned their reward. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Subhanallah, subhanallah. They are those on whom are salawat, blessings and mercy from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, and it is they who are the guided ones. Allah Azza wa Jal gave three glad tidings for these people. The first, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, upon them they are blessings of Almighty Allah. The second, وَرَحْمَةٌ, and mercy of Allah. And the third, they are guided. It is they who are guided. Now these are three. And before that, Allah Azza wa Jal gave one great tidings. Indeed, Allah is with as-sabir. Allah is with those who show patience. So now these are four great tidings for those people who are patient. Then Allah Azza wa Jal gave one example of that patience. And really, that is very beautiful example. That is very beautiful example. What is that? As when Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to leave his family in the desert of Makkah. In the desert of Makkah, where there was no food, neither food nor water, nothing was there, and no human beings were there other than these two. But Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to leave his family in that desert, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left. He followed the commandment of Allah, and he left his family in that desert. So because of their patience and because of their success in that trial, Allah Azza wa Jal showered His mercies and blessings upon Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and Hadrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and granted them food and granted them water with the name of Zamzam, which is still, alhamdulillah, which is still welling out. And alhamdulillah, we are being blessed with that water. So Allah Azza wa Jal just given a hint regarding that. Inna safa wal marwata min sha'a'irillah. فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Verily, As-Safa and Al-Marwa, two mountains in Makkah, are of the signs, the symbols of Allah. So it is not a sin on him who perform Hajj or Umrah of the house to perform Sa'i between them, Safa and Marwa, there is no harm for him. Then in next ayah, again Allah Azza wa Jal described those people who conceal truth, who had evidence from Almighty Allah in their books. So in the form of knowledge, they had evidence from Almighty Allah, but they concealed. What was that evidence? That evidence was about the prophethood and messengership of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was the responsibility of those people of book. When new prophet, means the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, so they had to disclose that to people instead of concealing that. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they concealed. So they concealed the commandment of Allah and they concealed that truth which was given to them in their book. So now Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned warnings. Allah Azza wa Jal warned them about their evil deed and mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَىٰ مِن بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Verily those who conceal the clear proofs, evidences and the guidance which we have sent down after we have made it clear for the people in the book, they are the ones cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursors. The very severe warning for them. The very severe warning for them. The curse from Almighty Allah and the curse from those people who curse. From those who curse. So they deserve curse from Almighty Allah when they conceal the qualities and the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now if they wanna get rid of that curse, so then there is only one way: to repent of that and then to rectify themselves and then to disclose that truth which they had and which they had concealed. As Allah said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Except those who repent and do righteous deeds and openly declare the truth which they concealed, these I will accept their repentance, and I am the one who accept the repentance, the most merciful. Then again Allah Azza wa Jal gave a warning about those people who die in the state of infidelity, in the state of kufr. What would be their recompense and what would be their punishment? Allah Azza wa Jal described, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ. Verily those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers, it is they on whom is the curse of Allah and of the angels and of mankind combined. They will abide therein, in the hellfire and curse, they will abide therein. Their punishment will neither be lightened nor will they be reprieved. There wouldn't be any respite for them and there wouldn't be any lightening in their punishment. They will abide therein in hellfire forever. So that is the punishment for those people who die in the state of infidelity. In the state of infidelity. Very severe punishment for those people. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told about the oneness of Allah. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. And your ilah, your Lord is one. Your Lord is one Lord. La ilaha illa hu, none is worthy of worship except Him. Ar-Rahmanur Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. This ayah is very important and one of Ismi Azam, one of the great names of Almighty Allah. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, la ilaha illahu ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Now the fourth ruku starts. And the first ayah of this ruku is very important, and that shows the nature of Islam. That shows the nature of Islam. What is the attitude of Islam regarding science and worldly knowledges? What is the attitude of Islam towards that? So attentively look at the listen to the translation of this ayah and then see what is the attitude of Islam towards science and these worldly matters. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar wal fulki allati tajri fil bahr bima yanfa'u an-nasa wa ma anzala Allahu minas samai min ma'in fa ahya bihi al-ardha ba'da mawtiha وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, and the ships which sail through the sea, with that which is of use to mankind, and the water, rain, which Allah sends down from the sky and makes the earth alive therewith, after its death, and the moving, living creatures of all mankind, all kinds, that He has scattered therein, and in the veering of winds and clouds, which are held between the sky and the earth, are indeed proofs, evidences, signs for people of understanding. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has invited us, Allah Azza wa Jal has invited us and motivated us to ponder upon the signs of Allah, to ponder upon the creation of Allah, to think about the creatures of Almighty Allah. What Allah Azza wa Jal has, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has created, they are proofs and signs of the power of Allah, of Qudrat of Allah for us. For those people who have intelligence, in their brain, for those people, there are signs of the power of Almighty Allah. So now, look at this ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding us to ponder upon the creation of heavens and earth. So now, if someone is making research about the creation of heavens and earth, how were these created? And he is making the intention of following the commandment of Allah or getting the recognition of power of Allah, so then he is doing a great worship. And that is the subject of science. Then again, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. How are nights changed? How do nights and days alter and change? So if someone is making research on that, and that, so that research would be one kind of worship. When a person makes intention to follow the commandment of Allah and to get the recognition of the power of Allah and getting the recognition of the system of Allah. So all these subjects are the subjects of science. And Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding us with the words, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ, meaning that people should ponder, they should think about that, and they should use their brain, their intelligence to get to learn and to see the signs of power of Allah in all the system, in the creation of heavens and earth, in the ordination of days and nights, and then all the other creation of Almighty Allah. So that is the attitude of Islam towards science and towards these kinds of sciences. So may Allah grant us tawfiq to act upon the commandments of Allah, and may Allah grant us understanding of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.